It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I thought the offense was stagnant throughout the playoffs, not the defense, even though they got taken behind the shed in two games, but got their act together. And you're going to laugh. I thought they were pretty much dominant to hold the Kansas City Chiefs team in the Super Bowl to 3 points at halftime. I just feel like offensively, had they shown up, the Niners offense and Kyle, maybe they win that game with no overtime. That's all. That's all, man. That's the only point I'm trying to hammer home is I get Mahomes is great. I love him. I wouldn't take anybody over him. But don't tell me what I saw was a lie. And for two quarters, 30 minutes of great football in Vegas, we were out there. They were holding Patrick Mahomes and that offense to 3 points.
Okay. Then why weren't they scoring more?
And that's the million-dollar question.
Well, I don't think it's the million-dollar question. And I would look at it as though, yeah, the 49ers did a great job. How many points did they have at halftime?
10.
The Chiefs?
Three.
3 points at
three.
Half.
Three.
Okay,
think
so that means they scored 22 in the second half.
Yeah. Niners scored nothing in the third and got an interception to start the half. Did nothing with it.
Let's go to Brian in Seattle.
Seattle.
What's up, Brian? How you doing, man?
Hey, County. Good. Sorry, I wanted to say that you mentioned County.
Yeah, I did.
I appreciate that because, like, my favorite show, not after you guys, was County and Zachariah, the old late night show.
Oh, yeah.
But my comments on Kyle Shanahan and Guru, I'm sorry. I have to disagree with you. I love you so much, but football is about entertainment, man. Like, and what matters in a TV show is like consistent excitement. Like if The Sopranos was just judged on how it ended, people wouldn't like it. It was a consistent entertainment.
That's
so
great. Yeah.
Like, while winning the Super Bowl is important, like Shanahan consistently delivers a thrilling, successful team year after year. That's what I'm here for, man. And maybe I'm a minority. I'd rather have 20 years of the best show and like maybe it didn't end the right way, as opposed to all I can expect from my coach is to get us there year after year and make me entertained all year round. Cause like, yeah, the lows are awful, but I just think about like how the entire season I'm like having fun. I'm going to bars, I'm meeting people. Like that's what I care about. I want to have a good team. And that's what matters most to me.
No doubt. And I appreciate the Sopranos reference, but I'll throw this to you and Steiny. The way you guys are talking, you make it feel like a Super Bowl victory or being a Super Bowl winning coach is nothing. We all understand, hello, Kyle's great at his job, but there's nothing more prestigious than when you win a Super Bowl and cap off a team or an era that you built. And that's all I want for Kyle. But all you guys keep calling me and telling me, hey, this is cool. It's fun. You got to step back and reflect. Without a Super Bowl victory, that keeps you from propelling up, monster steps in flight, Steiny, of being one of the greats to ever do it. That's all.
Don Nelson's one of the greatest coaches of all time.
He
never won a title.
He can never be invited to the dinner with Phil and Pop.
Right, but you're just talking about championships, and that's what I mean. Like, I'm going to do this.
Okay.
First of all, Tim, I don't think you can ever make an assumption that you're ready for a Super Bowl. You got to earn that every year.
Okay. I totally agree with that. For 4 out of the last 5 years, Kyle Shanahan has coached a 49er team that has been Super Bowl caliber. You don't come into a season and just claim that. You have to be 0-0. You have to go through a whole season, and then you have to win some playoff games and be there. Like, and you think I'm kidding, but like, I don't know right now if this is a Super Bowl team.
But they
probably are.
Yeah,
they probably are. But the journey to go from 0-0 to the Super Bowl, to me, he gets no credit for, it feels like. And I just don't understand that.
No, well, wow. When we look back and say, and the Baldingers of the world and everybody else out there, Stoney, all the guys that follow this great sport, when you can step back from afar and say, you know what? That Golden State Warrior team with Steph and Durant, it's pretty damn, you know what? You're not going out on a limb to assume they're going to go deep in the playoffs. You're almost looking at this Niner roster that way. So when you keep getting close, not just the Super Bowl's partner, the NFC Championship games, because those losses take a lot of out of you, it's almost, that's a given. And I understand, proceed with caution. It could change with one injury. But what you can't change is history. And the last 4 years, the Niners have either lost in the Super Bowl or the game before the Super Bowl. So, Stoney, you're really not going out on a limb when you say, hey, I'm really nervous about this season from a Niner fan perspective, because you know you got a damn good roster, and most likely you're going to be playing in that final four game to see who goes to the Super Bowl.
And there it is. Like, honest to God, I think that's what it is. Like, you just said it. They should be in the final four. Okay, so let's say they get there. He gets no credit for that. Mm. None, because you believe they should be there. And so, okay, well, now it's a four-team tournament. Bob's in San Francisco. What's up, Bob? How you doing?
Hey, I love you guys.
Hey, thanks.
I'm agree with Guru. I'm going to leave with Guru. He eloquently pointed out how important it is to win a Super Bowl for an NFL coach to be have his legacy continue. I really agree with that, because when people remember the Monsters of the Midway and Mike Ditka, if he had to win that Super Bowl, right? No way. And they're considered one of the greatest defenses of all. But that other caller kind of stole my thunder. Every quarterback in the last couple of Super Bowls had the lead. The defense gave up the lead. So let's just be real about it. Mm. All right? The defense wins championships. How many times we heard that cliche? And it's still true. So if the defense falters, is it really the offense's fault? Maybe they could have scored more, for sure. Yeah, I believe this last Super Bowl, the offense definitely didn't do what they should have done. But the defense wins championships, and that's what made those other Niner teams so great. Anyway, thanks, guys.
I appreciate the call and love. I'll say this to you, Stoney.
Yes?
If I'm a Niner fan listening to you right now, and let's just say you're right about this, what you put out there. If you're really telling me the Super Bowl, the difference between winning it, is the name on the back of the jersey? Well, I got news for you. Brock Purdy's your guy. He's going nowhere.
Right.
And Mahomes, the Burrows, like, if that's what it's about, which I don't believe it, Stoney, then the Niner fans are going to be waiting for a while.
No, not necessarily. But you guys don't look at it realistically and look at it this way. Brock Purdy last year, became the 49ers' starting quarterback. How old is he? 23?
Yeah, he was amazing.
23 years old, okay? He quarterbacked seven games the year before. Seven games.
It was incredible.
So now we start last season, and Brock Purdy, this is what I would say. You really think Brock Purdy? You're blaming Kyle Shanahan, who took a quarterback like Brock Purdy and got him all the way to the Super Bowl, doesn't deserve credit, or we're gonna harp on the two losses when maybe Brock Purdy was too young to win the Super Bowl. Maybe he's too inexperienced last year to win a Super Bowl. It had nothing to do with Kyle. It had to do with, how the hell's a guy who played 20 games at the pro level going to beat Patrick Mahomes.
Stanley, they were a 3rd-and-4 away from converting that, happened.
But
so it's not impossible.
Of course it's not impossible, but maybe he wasn't ready last year.
All right, what about Jimmy?
Jimmy stunk. Come on, Goo.
I'm not here to tell you Jimmy is Vince Lombardi. My Johnny Unitas. Stani, when you sat down to watch that Super Bowl.
If your day sounds like.
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center. Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, that year, you thought you were about to watch Ali Frazier from everything. It goes through the computer. The Niners were at a disadvantage at the quarterback position.
Okay.
But the Niners were a monster. Nobody watched that game thinking, Kansas City's just going to roll because of Jimmy. I watched that game thinking the Niners got a damn good chance to win the Super Bowl.
Well, of course.
And they almost pulled it off.
Okay.
But at the end, when you want to double back and say Jimmy wasn't going to win that, it's easy to say that now.
I'm not saying.
But in real time, it was, that was Excitement City.
Of course it was. But now when you look back at it, it's like, what was the game? I think it was the Brady game. When Brady, who did the Buccaneers play in the Super Bowl?
The Chiefs. Yeah.
Right?
And it was
How many years did Mahomes win a Super Bowl by that point?
He had one.
Okay. So it was like, what happened after the Bucs won that Super Bowl? People said, man, what were we thinking? What were we thinking not believing Brady was going to win this one?
I still believe that way. Like, that'll never die for me.
Exactly. And that's the way I look at Mahomes versus Garoppolo. And Mahomes versus Purdy. That's just the way I look at it.
But when
those teams had Michael Jordan on it.
But then, Stani, I guess I'm having problem doing that, bud, because you feel like you make the Super Bowl feel like it was just a quarterback competition. There was more to it. It was coaching. It was special teams. We saw a fumble. And so, you know what I mean? It's not just who has the best quarterback.
Okay. Right.
We got to watch the game.
How about this? But here's the bottom line. People don't want to hear it. Brock Purdy's relatively inexperienced. He's just inexperienced.
He got you to overtime. If I can give him people credit. Well, you're talking about non-credit.
Great.
He got him to overtime.
And then what happened? He only got 3 points.
And it wasn't all his fault.
I'm not saying it was. Right. But maybe if he was better, they would have won the game. Like, it's got nothing to do with Brock Purdy's talent level. It has to do with the fact that the guy is young. He's young. Has a rookie quarterback ever won the Super Bowl? Has there ever been a rookie? Was it Roethlisberger? Was he a rookie when he won it?
He got there.
No? I'm just saying, like, that's why when Steve Young said last year was their best opportunity. I don't think it was.
See, I
think this year's just as Brock Purdy should be better. He should be better.
But it's not about that. What I took from Steve Stani is his health. It's good luck. And I think we're overlooking the good luck that Kyle and the Niners have had since 2019.
Well, then you
and
should be more thankful.
And outside of 1 year, and that's why you think I need to go to Napa State Hospital because I'm worried about a calf barking from a guy that's 28 years old, a running back that carries a heavy load. Like, that is, and hadn't got tackled, and his calf is barking. That's what I'm talking about, well, Stani. At some point.
I don't believe fans are like you. I don't believe 49ers fans.
So you think
fans.
I'm the only one looking at the Niner team?
I listened to Bonte and Shasky today, and they're saying stuff like, we got our full squad. Let's go, baby. We're going right back to the Super Bowl. We're going to have a great year. This is the year. Like, you thinking about McCaffrey's leg barking is no different than Cleveland worried about Nick Chubb's health. Like, of course injuries can crop up, but I don't necessarily believe that people go into a season listing all the things that can go wrong.
Yeah.
BJ in Pleasant Hill. What's up, BJ? How you doing, man?
How's it going, gentlemen?
Hey.
Long time listener, first time caller. Guru, I'm sorry, man. I'm going to have to disagree with you on this one.
That's okay.
I am a lifelong Niner fan, been through the good, bad, and the ugly, and I think these are some of the most exciting years that I've been a part of. Look, Shanahan, while he has his blemishes, he does get us to the big dance every year. When you look back, you mentioned Andy Reid, you mentioned Sean McVay. How did Andy Reid do with Donovan McNabb? Pretty damn good quarterback. Didn't make it to the Super Bowl, didn't win the Super Bowl. How did Sean McVay do with Jared Goff? Pretty decent quarterback, number one overall pick. It took Matthew Stafford to get him over the line. And so my thought is, I agree with you, Steiny. I think that we underestimate that was Brock. Last year was Brock Purdy's second year, first full year as a starter. This is his first full healthy offseason. You have to believe he's going to improve. I believe he's going to improve. But to think that Shanahan is on the hot seat, if they didn't make it to the Super Bowl this year and he were to get fired, dude, I'd probably sell my season ticket.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's ludicrous. This is the most exciting, fun team, both on offense and on defense, that we've had in generations. So
I agree with you. Yeah, nobody's on the hot seat, but Steiny, I'll say the hot seat of greatness. As good as Kyle Shanahan is, if he had a Super Bowl ring punched in, we're talking about him being the next Bill Walsh. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We're looking at the Chiefs now with three, as young as Mahomes is, they might catch New England. And they, you know, hey, they might, but it's exciting to look at it from that spectrum. I just want Kyle to finish what he's already shown us. How close his team can get.
Maybe his team can finish. Right. Okay, this is the difference
and
between you and me.
And to that caller's point real quick, Donovan McNabb and Andy Reid went to a Super Bowl, lost to the Patriots.
One Super Bowl they went to.
Yeah.
Who's a better coach, McVay or Shanahan?
I'm going to say McVay because he beat Kyle and he has a Super Bowl victory and he's gone to two.
Right, and I would say Shanahan. Because I guarantee you, if you look like, see, this is the thing. Okay, the Rams beat him in the playoffs. But the 49ers beat him six straight times, I think, in the regular season.
That means nothing.
Okay, that's the point.
Okay, or
that's the point. That's my point.
Or would you take the one win was to punch the ticket to the Super Bowl?
I asked who the better coach was. Better coach. I think Shanahan is a better coach than McVay, even though McVay beat him one game in the NFC Championship.
And then went on to win a Super Bowl.
Great.
And beat Joe Burrow.
Great. Who's been more consistently a good coach? Who's had more?
Well, what if I'm not caping for McVay, but if we're going to do that, what if McVay had Kyle's roster since 19? How many Super Bowls would he have?
Probably zero.
He took Jared Goff to the Super Bowl and then identified Matthew Stafford as somebody that could get him over the top. They facilitate that trade and then win a Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying.
Well, and all I'm saying is if Kyle Shanahan's record against McVay is 10-2, but he's got a Super Bowl, well, then okay. That's the way you judge the coach. So in other words, just judge coaches by how many Super Bowls they've won.
No, Steiny, they both
That's
been
what we're
to two,
doing.
And McVay's won one.
Right.
And then when he got there, he beat Kyle.
Okay.
Coming back from a 10-point deficit at home.
Right, and that's what I mean. I just told you that, how many did they win in a row against the Rams? Was it six or eight? Like, they didn't lose to him.
Right.
But that's the thing. He gets no credit for that because everyone just expects that the Niners will be great and just expect that they get there.
Well, what if I were to say it's easier to coach in a regular season game than a playoff game?
Okay.
And I'm not caping for McVay to say he wasn't trying to win those six games, but darn it, Steiny, I would trade that in a millisecond.
So McVay would have a Super Bowl with the Niners?
I believe so. I believe he's that creative offensively.
I don't at all.
Mm.
I don't at all.
So what's he leave to be desired for you, McVay? Because I think he's just as creative offensively. We've seen that as Kyle. Like, I think they're rivals.
Him. Kyle has beaten him more.
But what's his record in the NFC Championship
game? It's 0-1. That's the point. That's my point. McVay is better than Shanahan in your mind because he beat him one NFC title game. Like, and that's the thing. If Super Bowls are the judge, like, I'm never going to, and I'm not saying I'm going to win it anyway, but Shanahan's going to lose every argument if it comes down to Super Bowls. I'm talking about three straight years at 12-5 with Purdy and Garoppolo at quarterback. The guy's a good coach, I think.
No, Steiny, but he's created his own standard, Kyle, and I'm just judging him to that. And I feel like you think I'm blowing or people are blowing past giving them credit.
You are. I think you are. I think what he's done the last 5 years has especially been pretty impressive. I get he hasn't won a Super Bowl, but not everybody gets to win a Super Bowl. First things first, get knock on the door every year.
Yeah.
And like the one thing why would you, after this is his eighth year as a head coach? I mean,
and he's a great coach, man.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.